This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, Encho Canyon Fire Results in Changes, Atlanta. Changes in procedures have been made at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, as a result of the 17-acre Encho Canyon Fire, which began on June 11, 2008. The fire started when a valve failed inside an experimental piece of equipment called the Large Bore Power Gun Assembly. LANL officials recognized the seriousness of conducting closed container experiments without strict controls. Jay Dahlman, head of the division in charge of detonation testing at LANL, said that the changes are quote-unquote significant. He said, quote, "We've learned from the issue that we had and we're going to be making more changes," end quote. Ironically, Dahlman had presented information about detonation experiments at the June 11th meeting of the Community Radiation Monitoring Group, and at that meeting, Dahlman said that LANL did not conduct detonations on quote-unquote extreme or red flag days. Such days are defined as days when the wind exceeds 10 miles per hour, which was the case on the day of the fire. Beginning in 2004, the CRMG has served as a forum for public information about regional emergency management through the Department of Homeland Security and the New Mexico Environment Department. The DHS worked with the Environment Department to establish protocol for testing emergency preparedness. One section of the protocol addresses warning and emergency public information. A workshop about the protocol was held recently in Pojaki and attended by emergency response personnel from New Mexico Area 3, which is the region surrounding LANL. Participants included representatives from the Pueblos, Santa Fe, Los Alamos, Rio Arriba, and Taos counties, state and federal government officials, and the public. The focus was about communicating emergency information to the public in ways that reach both rural and urban communities. One reoccurring issue is the scarcity of information released to the public during the Cerro Grande fire of 2000. Questions remain about how information is released to the public during emergencies involving LANL. In response to the Encho Canyon fire, the Embudo Valley Environmental Monitoring Group, Honor Our Pueblo Existence, and CCNS requested that LANL present the latest information about the fire to CRMG. The organizations submitted a list of questions to LANL, including a section about emergency management. At the August CRMG meeting, Dahlman responded to the questions and told the group about changes to LANL procedures. The changes include requiring a high-level management review before any closed container experiments are conducted on red flag days. If approved, the Los Alamos Fire Department must be on site during the experiment. Further, a review of the experiments will result in developing additional standards. Unfortunately, the emergency management questions were not answered at the meeting. A LANL public outreach official stated that their emergency management personnel did not feel that the CRMG was the appropriate forum for answering the questions. She stated that the appropriate venue would be the Area 3 workshops. Sherry Kotowski of EVEMG said, quote, "Emergency preparedness is an ongoing effort where cooperation by all parties is essential. To change the rules in the middle of the game serves no one," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about this or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.